Welcome back to our fifth episode in the series of Hours to Protect. Hours to Protect is funded by Coimisiún Meán with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Midwest Radio and the IBI. In this month's episode, we will explore a range of topics, including reducing waste in our communities and how to get a head start on our Christmas decorations. Ella and Zoe, two students in St. Louis Community School in Kelchimaa, who took part in their waste reduction campaign, will speak to us, as well as Ger Deer, chairperson of Castlebar Tidy Towns. Castlebar Tidy Towns were recently invited to attend the National Tidy Towns Awards on October 24th in Croke Park. We'll hear all about that from Ger Deer. We'll also hear from students from Scoil na Siúnta Corcluck, who told us about how they used recyclable materials to make Christmas decorations and how you can too. We'll also hear from Jane Crean, manager of Ballina Costume Company, about the Nitmas Tree project and how we can all get involved in that also. Starting us off on the show, we're joined now by Zoe and Ella, fifth year students in St. Louis Community School, Kelchimaa, who are working on their waste reduction campaign. Thanks a million, guys, for being with us. Can you tell me a little bit about the waste reduction campaign?
Last September in 2024, our Green Schools Committee, that was led by Miss O'Hora, we did a review of the waste management in the school, and we discovered that 75% of our waste was going directly to landfill, with only 25% to recycling and 0% was being composted.
So what did you decide to do about it?
From January 2025, we revamped our waste system and we put a four-bin system in place. So we have a blue bin for recycling using existing blue bins from the school. We got brown for composting, some of which were donated from Panda Waste, and we upcycled grey bins into orange bins for the recycle bottles campaign.
And what impact has that had?
So we ended up raising over €3,000 in 3 months collecting bottles from the orange bins, and during our wellbeing campaign, Don't Bottle It Up, Bottle It Here, we made posters and put them all over the school beside our orange bins to kind of encourage people to recycle their bottles. And then we put the money that we raised back into the school by organising an event to celebrate the success, where all of our school community did a 10k walk locally up Spankers Hill, promoting positive physical and mental well-being.
Really and truly, you used your recycling campaign and your waste reduction campaign to help mental health in the school. Did everybody get involved?
Yeah, everyone really did get involved. We were a bit reluctant at the beginning to start it up, I suppose, because we, with the amount of waste we were seeing, we thought, is it even worth it? Like, will people jump on this bandwagon? But everyone seemed to really get involved and it was such a positive outcome.
What kind of results have you noticed yourselves in school? Are people using the bins? Are they making the effort to choose the right bin?
Yeah, definitely. There's a breakfast area in our school, and in the mornings you can definitely see people using all the different bins that we have. So, yeah. And by April of this year, which was 3 months into our campaign, we had reduced our general waste by a third and we'd increased our recycling by double the recycling rate, and we had increased our composting by 100%, and same with the return bottles and everything.
That's no small feat. That's an amazing achievement. What is the next step for your project?
So we're going to continue to reduce on general waste by increasing our recycling, composting, and we're going to continue on returning the bottles and cans. So we're striving to obtain our 7th green flag for global citizenship litter and waste in 2026. So hopefully all that will contribute to getting the 7th flag.
Well, I hope so, because it's certainly very well deserved. So have you guys learned a lot yourselves about recycling and the importance of being climate conscious?
Yes, definitely. We've learned a lot over being in the Green Schools Committee and, you know, seeing all the statistics and figures of how much it harms the environment and stuff. So definitely the whole school has, really, because we have lots of posters up around the school.
Fantastic. And I know as well, when I spoke to you recently, you were telling me that it can be a bit tricky to come across the orange bins. So you figured a way around it, which involved recycling. Can you tell me a bit about that?
So we had old grey bins around the school that weren't for a particular piece of rubbish. Like, they weren't in recycling, they weren't in whatever. So we got orange paint and we painted them and made them orange and put like a logo on them, which was our campaign, Don't Bottle It Up, Bottle It Here. And then people knew what bins to put the cans and bottles into.
I know that when I was speaking to you last, you mentioned that Tidy Towns are very active in Kelchima also, and that, you know, you were inspired by that. Is that something you'd like to get involved in yourselves now that you've done so much work at school?
Yeah, definitely. I think it would be a good thing just to use, you know, to help the community, because obviously the school is a part of the local community in town anyways. So even, you know, going up to the shops during break or whatever, when people just know to use the correct bins around the community and not to leave a trace, basically.
Have you noticed yourselves on lunch break and just taking a stroll around the town on a Saturday that it's a little bit cleaner because of the work you're doing?
Yeah, definitely. Even, you know, just around the areas where people do eat their lunch when you're walking, you know, to class after break, or you can definitely notice that there's not any litter at all really around the place. People are using the bins.
Well, that is truly fantastic news, and you should be so proud of the work you've done. Thank you so much, Ella and Zoe, for speaking with us this morning, and very best of luck as you continue on with your waste campaign in St. Louis Community School, Kelchima.
Thanks very much for having us.
Thank you very much to Ella and Zoe. And on the topic of tidy towns, we're joined now by Gerard Deer, local councillor and chairperson of the Castlebar Tidy Towns. Castlebar Tidy Towns is very pleased to announce that they've been invited to attend National Tidy Towns Awards taking place on October 24th in Croke Park. It's a huge achievement, Ger.
Yeah, indeed. Thanks a million for having us on, and thanks for your support to Tidy Towns in Castlebar and all around the county. Yes, it is. It's great. Like, this will be, if we retain our gold medal, it will be our seventh year in a row retain the gold medal. So it's fantastic. Castlebar Tidy Towns is going 31 years this year. We've come an awful long way in that 31 years. So it's great to be recognised. You know, it's great to get recognition or get an award or something, but we do it for the pride in the castle, in the town, like every other tidy towns around the country. You do it because you want a pride in the place you live in. So it's a bonus to get a recognition of an award or to recognise at national level. So look, we're delighted again to be called up, and it's the day of the presidential election. So we might have there'll be good celebrations right around the country that day, whatever, because there's going to be a lot of winners throughout the country, which is great. Tidy Towns is a phenomenal organisation right around the country. It's a real sense of community, and that's very evident in Castlebar at the moment, in the last number of years in particular with Tidy Towns.
Tidy Towns is such a huge thing around the country now, but for anyone who may not be familiar with it, what kind of work do you do?
Yeah, as I said, when we started up 31 years ago, Tidy Towns was all about picking litter and maybe planting some flowers, doing a little bit of landscape. But it has changed drastically because of the more awareness of climate change. We all have to adapt to that, and we have to be serious about it. And that's incorporated into the Tidy Towns in the philosophy. There's eight pillars now to Tidy Towns for the awards. It's community, streetscape and public places, green space and landscaping, nature and biodiversity, sustainability, which is huge at the moment, residential streets and housing, approach roads and streets and laneways, and tidiness and litter control. So you can see where it has evolved from, as I say, a number of years ago, it was just about picking litter and planting flowers. So it has totally changed in that regard. So to incorporate all that into Tidy Towns work, we rely on naturally volunteers, but also the business people, residence groups, schools, and businesses, as I say, around Castlebar, the industries and factories, all doing their part on it. Again, everyone wants to make their town or village a good place to live in, to rear their families, to work in. And that's what Tidy Towns does. It's a family, really, of volunteers and everyone working together to, as I say, to make their town a better place to live in. And like, we've been very lucky in the last, Castlebar is a huge town, and we had only a handful of volunteers for over 20 years. But in the last number of years, with new residents that have come to Castlebar from other countries to the IPAS and refugees status, we have a phenomenal amount of volunteers that come every Saturday and in summertime and in the midweek. So it allows us to get involved in so many projects around the town, and particularly north in the last number of years, the roundabouts, the approach roads. We got with Mayo County Council and the local Aspire Municipal Area, and with all our extra volunteers, we've been able to do up the roundabouts, make them look presentable coming into Castlebar. Like last week, we did a big job at the railway station. Again, coming into the town, first impressions are important. The railway station needed a tidy up and a job, so we did a big job up there as well. So there's so much going on. We have our awards ceremony local coming up in November, where we encourage the schools. We run a poster competition, and this year with the secondary schools, we're running design a mural. We're hoping to put up a number of murals around Castlebar. So there's quite a lot going on. It's not just in the summertime, it's right throughout the year. We're planning, we're working involved in projects in the wintertime to sustainability. Like last year, we got for Energy Master Plan with SAI Ireland, a master plan, Energy Master Plan for Castlebar. So that's ongoing at the moment. So that was a huge success. We got a number of community buildings and sport things to get energy audits. So and again, it's all about people saving energy, sustainability. So it's, as I say, it's so wide and varied now, Tidy Towns. It's an all year round effort. So look, it's a busy time right throughout the year. So we're very grateful to our volunteers and everyone that supports us in that regard.
It's wonderful to see how community orientated it is, whilst being able to get out and help the environment. As you know, here on Hours to Protect, it's so important, we feel, to get younger voices in the conversation and get them active within the battle to improve our climate. Is there any ways that young people can get involved in Tidy Towns or be brought into this conversation?
Oh, absolutely. And as I say, that's what I encourage with the poster competition and the mural. We're hoping to get maybe the three secondary schools. They're actually going to be involved in designing a mural, and then we'll get them involved in painting the mural. But also, we had a very successful project last year. It was the Be Kind project. It was with Variety Ireland, a children's charity, where we planted a number of orchards around Castlebar, and we got over 60 groups, sporting groups, schools, residence groups to plant orchards. We planted a lot up at Lochlanna, there in Castlebar, and also in housing estates. So that was a phenomenal, getting the whole community together. An awful lot of young people are involved in that, and they can see the orchards growing in years to come. They can come back, if they're gone from Castlebar, come back and say, we were involved in this project. And it was just about, again, connectivity and people working together. So that's going to be a great project, and we're hoping to do more on that this year. And also, we're working with conjunction with Brafey House, who have a fantastic project going out there with the biodigester. All their waste food, they put it into a biodigester, and we use it on Tidy Towns groups and schools and that for fertilizers. Fantastic fertilizer. Again, no waste there, with all the waste food goes into that. So delighted to be associated with groups like that, and young people can see there's a way of sustainability and to save energy and to make biodiversity and part of everyday life now on. So anything we do, we try to involve all age groupings in it, but we're particularly delighted to have young people involved, because we're making the town a better place for them for their future. As I say, a lot of them will go up and may hopefully come back again to Castlebar, settle down, rear their families. But they need to have a nice, clean, a nice place to live in. And that's what Tidy Towns does. And they can be part of that, building for their future and maybe their children's future going forward.
For anyone who may be intrigued in getting involved, where could they contact, or is there anywhere they can go for information?
Yeah, indeed. As I say, we're every Saturday morning, religiously, we meet on the Newport Road. We have a container there on the Newport Road near St. Gerald's College. But we have launched a website recently. So you can try www.castlebartidytowns.ie or Facebook or Instagram. So contact, this is the new way of contacting groups. So look, as I say, contact any on the, all our numbers are on the website or on our Facebook. Contact us through Facebook or the website. We'd be delighted to have people involved. And I know everyone can't give it every Saturday, but every so often, if they could give us a hand, it would be great. And look, we do a lot of work with some of the sporting groups, Castlebar Mitchells, Castlebar Tennis Club, a lot of different, Serapinus. We did a project on the roundabout there recently in Castlebar. And Serapinus are having their national conference, is coming to Castlebar in a couple of weeks, next week actually. So it's good other towns to see coming in that parts of Rapid and Tidy Towns work together to make the place looking well. So yeah, there's plenty of work for anyone that's involved in it. So any time, contact us and we'd be delighted to have you anyone involved in it.
Fantastic. And I know you mentioned that Tidy Towns, everyone is working towards the same goals. So I know there's lots of groups around the county. Is there opportunity for you, for Castlebar Tidy Towns, to work with other Tidy Towns around the county?
Oh, absolutely. As I say, and I know it's a competition at the end of the day. And at the end of the day, we all, as you said, striving for the same thing, to make our places a better place to live in. But we have great cooperation. Westport Tidy Towns were phenomenal. They're always in contention for the top award, and the work they do is phenomenal. But I have to say, they're fantastic for sharing ideas with us. They're not selfish in that regard. And same, we work very well with them. We work very well with Ball Tidy Towns. We purchased a weed, which was sponsored by a local building contractor, Jean McConway, recently, as a weeding machine. So we're going lending that to Ball Tidy Towns, and indeed any other group that wants it. And we share ideas. And that's how it works. And we pick up ideas from them, they pick up ideas from us. So again, it's probably one of the GA, there's probably a bit more competition in it. But the Tidy Towns, I have to say, even though this competition and we're all trying to win awards and stuff, but at the end of the day, we work so well together, sharing ideas, and that's the way it should be. That's what's unique about Tidy Towns, I think, right around the country.
And that's what it's all about at the end of the day. We're all striving for one common goal. Gerard Deer, Chairperson of Castlebar Tidy Towns, thank you so much for joining us, and the very best of luck at the National Tidy Towns Awards taking place on October 24th.
Thanks a million. Take care, and thanks for everything.
It's wonderful to hear of all of the local contributions to keeping our towns and communities clean. Up next, we're going to hear a little bit about how we can get started ahead of time on Christmas. I know it's a little early, but it's never too early to start recycling. Now it's time to hear about how students in Scolnáisiún Corcluach got involved last year to use recyclable materials to make their Christmas tree decorations.
The decorations, we ask all the students to build decorations out of recyclable materials, which is cardboard, plastic bottles or bottle caps or fabrics, or you know, and then we hang them up on the Christmas tree, and everything on the Christmas tree is completely recycled and none of it's bought from the store. I made a house made of cardboard, and my friend built a cross thing made of old tinsel paper, and well, my other friend built a carton, like a Santa snow thing made of a milk carton. I used cotton and a bit of wire to hold it up.
Thank you so much to Jason from Scolnáisiún Corcluach for giving us some wonderful ideas of how we can bring recycling into our homes this Christmas. We're joined now by Jane Green, manager of Ballina Costume Company, who's going to tell us a little bit about the Nitmas Tree project. Jane, good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, thank you. How are you?
All good.
So I know the Nitmas Tree project. Some people will be saying, I can't believe we're talking about Christmas. But you know something? It's never too early to start talking about sustainable ways of approaching Christmas. And that's exactly what you're doing in Ballina. Can you tell us a little bit about the project?
Well, I suppose the project started up last January when they had the sleeping winter garden in the Jackie Clark last Christmas, for anybody who would have visited and seen it. And while we were going around looking at it, we were saying there was gaps in it that needed something extra in it. So I suppose we were thinking about that. And then we thought something would need to tie it all together. And that's where we came across the Nitmas Tree idea.
It's a wonderful idea. So people can get involved. It's all about sustainability and upcycling, isn't it?
That's exactly what it is. It's an eco-friendly project. The idea of it is that we're going making squares, 6x6-inch squares, entirely from crochet or knitted squares, to fit a 9-foot tray.
Where are people getting the wool and the yarn?
Well, most people have pieces of wool that they have in their house, left over from maybe doing another project or knitting something or crochet. There's not a house in Ireland that hasn't got a little some wool or something. in it. I mean, children going to school, they would have having to get wool for them to do something and probably never finish choosing the balls.
So each square is going to be lovingly crafted, I suppose, by local people.
Exactly, exactly.
And it's all about getting community spirit, but also showing the power of recycling and sustainability.
Well, this is the idea of it. I mean, that's what our whole ethos is in the costume company itself, is all about recycling and reusing stuff. So we usually do a project that the community is involved in every year. I mean, St. Bridget's Cloak was the one the year before. So it's this year, it's the Christmas tree. And it is all about kind of getting people to think about reusing stuff and, you know, not throwing stuff out.
So you mentioned the St. Bridget's project. Can you give us a little idea of what that was?
That was that started in 2000, and I think, to celebrate 1500 years of St. Bridget. And it started off as going to be her cloak, the story of the cloak, obviously, with St. Bridget. And again, all the public was involved in it, and our community. It was knitted, crocheted, felted, whatever, in green. So we ended up with the 40 shades of green in the cloak, and we got such a response that the cloak nearly did feel the feels of the of Mayo with the length of it. But that sort of gave people the love of, we'll say, getting involved in a community project. So they were asking, when are we going doing something again? So I suppose really we've been thinking about what we can do, and we don't want it to be something for the just for the sake of doing something. It needs to have a purpose. So the Christmas tree will be, because I mean, it will be used year after year.
How can people get involved?
Well, anybody can. That's anywhere at all can do it. It's 6 inches by 6 inches squares, green, white or red. They're the only colours that we're using. And every square has to be lined in green, has to be finished in green. So they can do all green if they want, but if they're going to do in white and red, it needs to be in the centre of a green, if you know what I mean.
We here on Hours to Protect feel that it's very important to get younger voices involved in the eco-friendly discussion and recycling and sustainability. Do you feel that this is a project that maybe younger people can get involved with family members that might be into knitting and crocheting?
Oh, any age group can. And we're actually, as part of this winter wonderland of the garden in the Jackie Clark, we actually have Moyne College, one of our three secondary schools here, involved in upcycling and working on pieces for the garden, along with their art teacher, Sinead McCafferty. So they're all, we have them already involved in that, and they are taking part in the Christmas tree.
Fantastic.
So the schools are very aware of upcycling and recycling and reusing and things. So we also have St. Dipna's Special School here in Ballina. We're using offcuts from actually Collins's Plastics. So they're a company that work here in Ballina and do fabricated glass, whatever you'd call it. They give us offcuts of it, and the children in St. Dipna's has actually drawn pictures on it, which will be used in the garden as part of all this project for the garden.
Do you feel yourself that it's important that younger people get involved in the discussion of climate action, and that they're encouraged by projects like this to get involved and maybe make a difference in their own way?
Oh, very much so. I mean, the children are our future, really, you know. But in fairness to children, they're very tuned in, and they are brilliant at recycling and doing it. Even when we do craft camps, and the kids are very in tune to even putting their wrappers from their lunch paper away, and what they'll always say, which bin do you put it into? You know, so they are well in tune to.
I know you mentioned that Ballina Costume Company try very hard to recycle and be sustainable. Is it hard on a costume company to be sustainable and practice recycling?
Well, I suppose it isn't really to a certain degree, because we wouldn't be in a position where a CSP that's part funded by the government, and we wouldn't be in a position to buy all new materials. So it suits us and always has to upcycle old costumes or donations we get from people or old curtains or things. So I suppose we always have, long before it was ever a buzzword.
If people want to find out further information about the Nitmas Tree project, where can they get that information?
They can either call down to the Jackie Clark collection, or they can call into the costume company.
And when will people be able to see the Christmas tree?
The garden will be launched on the 23rd of November, and it'll be on display throughout the whole Christmas.
Amazing. So knitters, crocheters, unite at this point.
Exactly.
And take your leftovers, recycle and make use of them.
Yes. Now, also a little thing for, we had last January, we had put a request out for anybody who had old Christmas trees or garlands or wreaths or old decorations. Again, just to remind people when they're going through their Christmas decorations, if they want to get rid of any of them, we're taking them all for this project in the garden.
Environmental awareness never stops with this project, just one that keeps on giving.
Yeah.
Jane Crean, manager of Ballina Costume Company, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Not at all. Thank you yourself.
And just before we finish, it's always nice to have a good news story. I'm sure listeners will remember Jonathan Padden, who joined us a number of months ago to discuss Columbus the turtle. Columbus is a loggerhead turtle that Jonathan rescued off a beach. Jonathan is joining us now to give us an update on Columbus.
He's been released in a few weeks.
Fantastic.
He's fully recovered.
He's fully recovered. And did you get to see him recently?
I've seen him 3 weeks ago.
And was he a completely different turtle to what you seen the first day ever?
Yes, he was completely different. I was very excited. I seen him. He's so big.
He's so big, is he now?
Yeah.
Were you delighted to hear the news that he was being released?
Yeah, I was delighted. I was kind of sad, but I'm just happy that he's being released.
Would you mind giving us a quick recap of what it was like the first day when you saw him on the beach?
He was really small, and we thought he was dead, so we did a test to see on Google to check if they were alive or not. Turns out he was alive, but he was suffering from hypothermia, so we drove to Castle Bar and we gave them to the workers of the Galway Atlantiquaria.
It's wonderful to hear such a good news story. Thank you very much, Jonathan, for joining us. It was a pleasure to talk to you, and great to hear that Columbus is doing so well and headed back to the ocean. And that is about all we have time for today here on this month's episode of Ours to Protect. Thank you very much to our guests for joining us, students from Scolnáisiún the Corkluck and St. Louis Community School in Kelchimaa, and also to Jane Crean and Gerard Deer. Ours to Protect is funded by Comisiún na Meán with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Midwest Radio and the IBI.